Good morning, Delaware. Okay, it was a kind of chilly one this morning.
And it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, apparently I heard Mark say that it's not going to get below freezing for the next seven, or get above freezing for the next 7 days.
Yep.
I have one reason why that's good. It kills the bugs.
That's true.
Fine, yes. That's excuse.
Well, yeah, they only need a day or two, though. They don't need a whole 7 days.
No, if you have a deep freeze in the winter, like several days that stay below freezing, then your spring and summer are going to be a little less buggy.
But then they'll come into my house, though.
Well,
because then they'll think it's warm in my house.
I don't know how to help you with that.
So the people here who are arguing about bugs are Nicole Fowles. Good morning, Nicole.
Hello.
And Gage Tellis, who is running the board. Good morning, Gage.
Good morning.
So we are joined today by Kira Snyder, who is the Early Childhood Mental Health Prevention Educator at Sentero, who's going to be talking about some parenting workshops that we are joining in to help present through the library. So good morning, Kira.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
There we go.
Yeah, we're seeing just a little delay on the Skype this morning, so we'll just have to, take that into account as we talk. So it's great to have you here. Thank you for joining us today.
Okay.
So, Nicole, yes. What are you reading, listening to, binging on?
I have a fun TV series that I have discovered.
Oh, cool.
And it has a history. It has a little bit more going on with it than just a TV series. So what I am watching is Snowpiercer. Have you heard of Snowpiercer
I've never heard
at all?
Of Snowpiercer.
Gage? Kira?
I haven't, no.
Any wisdom about Snowpiercer? Okay, so I'll start way back when. It actually began as a graphic novel in 1982 that was titled Les Trois Personnages. I don't know.
What?
The Escape. I don't speak French. There's a lot. French has like a lot of letters in it that make like one sound, like eight letters, and you say like bleh. So that's how I feel about French. So it started in this graphic novel in 1982. The series was written about basically this future society that. They realize that Earth isn't doing so hot, so scientists try and fix it. In fixing it, they make it worse. And
that never happens.
No, what? And the world is getting to this place where it's just going to be eternal winter. And when
Ooh.
I say eternal winter, I mean like negative 160 degrees Celsius,
Won't have to worry about the bugs then.
Right. So the graphic novel, in the 80s, kind of took off, but there wasn't really much to it. 2013 comes along. They make it into a movie starring Chris Evans, Tilda Swinton, Octavia Spencer. We own it in our collection, so you can check it out on DVD and Blu-ray. But you can also watch it on Netflix if you are a Netflix subscriber. Now, fast forward to 2020, TNT has taken the series again, and they have taken the movie and all the ideas and things like that, and they've made it into a TV series. Oh. And that TV series is starring Jennifer Connelly, David Diggs, and a surprise guest if you're a child of the 90s, Mike O'Malley, if you know him from Nickelodeon Guts, then Mike O'Malley's in it too. But so basically, yeah, the concept is it's the year 2031, or it's, the near distant future. And there's a failed experiment to stop global warming. And so now we're in an ice age. It's killed all the life on the planet, except one person had this idea to create a train that will travel around the globe and powers by perpetual motion.
Now I've heard of
this. Now you know.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Snowpiercer is the train.
Right.
It goes around the globe. It does, it's just going to go around the globe until, the ice age is over, I guess, is the kind of the idea. It's 1,001 cars long, and it's very divided into a class system. There were the wealthy who bought their ticket on by funding it, millions and millions and billions of dollars. There were the second class who bought, a lesser expensive ticket, but still hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars, things like that. There's the third class who bought their way on as work labor. And then there are what are known as the tailies, who basically, when they saw that the train was leaving and they were either going to freeze and die or, create their own insurrection and get on the train, they got on the train. The train didn't know what to do with them, so they shoved them to the back and they said, figure it out. And the first, you know, 5-10 years were pretty dark and ugly. And then they kind of got their own little class system going on within the tail. So they kind of become their own, you know, pseudo fourth class. In the TV series, Devi Diggs plays a man in the tail who is called upon to solve a murder that has happened in the first class. They want to keep it hush hush. They want to solve it. And so they need a detective. But curiously enough, all the people who came on board don't have a detective background.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Detectives don't get rich.
No, they don't.
At least not if they're honest detectives. Let me put it that way. Yeah.
So then there's just lots of other things. Now that he was part of the tale, now that he's been called up, he's seeing a lot of things. He's finding out a lot of things. He's learning about the Mr. Wilford who has created the train and the Wilford Industries, and he's seeing where all the doors are. And, you know, maybe he thinks he can mount his insurrection. This is his opportunity. It's really, really wonderful. But I just thought that it was great. There are so many opportunities. You can find the 1982 French original graphic novel. When the movie came out in 2013, you can find the DVD and the Blu-ray. In 2014, with the success of the movie, the graphic novel was re-released and translated into English. So we have that in our library collection as well. And then we also have season one on DVD that you can put on request. It's on hold. It's processing right now at the library. And excellent. Then TNT is debuting season two right now.
Great. Well, thank you.
It's fun.
Kira, I've been told that you are actually reading something that you'd like to talk about as well.
Yes. So hopefully my connection's okay enough right now.
No, it's sounding good now. Yes. Very good.
Okay, awesome. So I just finished not too long ago a book called Big Little Lies, which is kind of a pretty basic young adult book. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good. It's kind of this like circle of moms that are like kind of running the whole like suburban life. And then they have a relationship. One of them has a relationship. And that's a little bit. So you kind of get to go into about that. I won't spoil it, but.
Yeah, we've lost your connection, so let me talk a bit the book I'm doing, and we'll see if we can get her connection back, and we'll throw it back to Kira. So I'm talking about a book today that is something you probably will not be able to get at our library because it is self-published. There's no real connection to Central Ohio, but full disclosure, the woman who wrote this book is a dear friend of my family's and myself, and the book is called Arnie at the Finish Line. It was written by Arnie's wife, Sylvia O'Connor. And it's framed around the last 3 months of Arnie's life. He's told that he has pancreatic cancer and that he has 3 months to live, basically. And he decides to forego all treatment and just go out on his own terms. And so what happens is over those 3 months, everybody who's known Arnie over the years comes along and wants to say goodbye. And so that's the framing device so they can tell these stories about Arnie and his life. And it was a heck of a life. It really was. Sylvia and Arnie, they were married for more than 50 years. They had 8 kids, including 3 adopted kids, before they were 30.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's too many.
For anybody else, it might be, but they seemed to manage it pretty well. They had their own 5 really quickly. Mm-hmm. Good Irish Catholic family. had 5 kids quickly. A woman in their neighborhood was dying and her husband had dropped out of the picture. And so they adopted 2 of her kids. And then there was another teenage kid, mm-hmm. girl, who was kind of abandoned by her family as well. And so they adopted her, all of these kids before they were 30. And they talk about how that family dynamic grew and the love grew in the family. It wasn't always an easy life. They had a lot of problems. When they were first starting out, they were trying to build their own house, and while they were building it, it burned to the ground. They lost everything that they had put into this thing. Then they also had another fire that seriously injured one of their children. Arnie was, at that time, back in his earlier days, a pretty hard drinker, and it created problems. Lots of people at that time were pretty heavy drinkers, including my own dad, and mm-hmm. I think they used to hang out together and do exactly that. But the thing is that they had hundreds and hundreds of friends through family, through church, through work, through all of the different places that they touched because they never knew a stranger.
Yeah.
And so they were building this story around this. This is basically the story of this is the story of a marriage, the story of a love affair that went on for over 50 years. Arnie was the class clown. He was always funny. He used to do things like, you know how when you see people taking a selfie, he would always jump into the picture. Yeah. Always, especially if there was an attractive young lady involved. Yeah. Other people would walk up and say, can I get your picture all together? Would you like me to take that picture with your camera? No, he would get into the picture. There are probably hundreds of people all over the world who have these pictures and say, this is Mary. This is Jane. I have no idea who that guy is. and Sylvia was just as much a joker as he was. For their Christmas card one year, they went to a plumbing supply house, and they let them take pictures of them in the clawfoot tubs. Mm-hmm. Then they photoshopped it into the Cialis ad.
Perfect.
It's with the two of them in the tubs and with a picture of their home in the background, the grounds on the background. So they did all sorts of fun things like that. This book, what it does is it shows the importance of collecting those family stories, of making those connections. Get them while the people who know them are still alive. What Sylvia's done is given this wonderful gift to her children, to her grandchildren, and their huge circle of friends. It's pretty much no holds barred. It's a warts and all kind of story, but it's told with love and it's told with humor. It's a fast read. Again, it's available on Kindle. You can order a paperback copy of it. Like I said, we probably won't have it for the library, but it's called Arnie at the Finish Line. It's by Sylvia O'Connor. And as I said, it's available through Amazon on Kindle. So I hope you check it out. Especially if you're just starting out in a marriage, or if you're having grandkids, it gives you some ideas about how to save those stories. Mm. So I recommend it highly. All right. Do we have Kira back so she can talk about a little bit more about what
she's
reading?
She is on the phone.
Okay, great. Hi, hello again, Kira.
Hi. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So I just kind of semi-recently finished reading Big Little Lies, which I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Just a young adult book. It's really good. It's been a little bit, so I don't remember fully the summary, but it's just like a murder mystery, but the whole time you don't really know who's murdered.
Oh.
And it's like these moms throughout like this kind of suburban lifestyle, and it's kind of like this richer upper class. It's pretty interesting. And I think there's also a show on HBO.
Yeah, it's the HBO with Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and Kravitz. Yes, the young Kravitz. Zoe.
I need to watch it. Seems so good.
Yeah.
And it's called Big Little Lies or Little Big Lies. I'm sorry. I got it backwards.
Big Little.
Big. Yes. Okay. Big Little.
Big Little Lies. Confusing. Just Big Little Lies.
Little Big Man. The Dustin Lies. Hoffman movie many years ago. So,
okay.
All right. Well, that's cool. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Kira about the positive parenting programs that she's running with Sentero and with the library. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Off the Shelf. And we are here today with Kira Snyder from Sentero. Kira, it's good to have you here. And tell us a little bit about the things that are coming up with the library. You've got some really interesting programs for parents.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So what we have coming up, first of all, Triple P is the program that I work for, which is a positive parenting program, and it's evidence-based. It's been around for about 40 years, which is a long time. It's based out of Australia, and we offer a couple different areas of support. So one, which all this can be found, I'm pretty sure, through the library's event page.
Mm-hmm.
We just have, and then also through Sentero.org/positive parenting. So the first thing we have is like more one-on-one support, which is in the form of phone calls with me. And that's more kind of intensive if you have something going on at home that's just more specific, you want to talk about. And they range to about 30 minutes. But another area of support that we have are workshops, which are nice because there's other parents going through the same things, can talk about different behaviors and just what they're doing that works. And it's more specific to different things that you're going through. So we have one actually that's starting next week that's dealing with disobedience from 1 to 2:30. And it's on February 11th. And it's all on Zoom right now, of course, because of COVID. But these workshops are more specific to, you know, certain behaviors. And we also have managing fighting and aggression, hassle-free shopping, developing good bedtime routines. And those coming up in February, we have February 11th, that dealing with disobedience, managing fighting and aggression on the 18th, and hassle-free shopping on the 25th. But you can find all that on the Delaware website.
Yeah, these are really, really great workshops. I can attest that I have been to several of them. And nobody's judging you when you go to these. It just means, like, I need a little extra help. Like, people think when you have a baby, all of a sudden, like, you've got the world's problems figured out, but it's quite the opposite. Nobody hands you the manual. Yeah. and there are little,
exactly.
There's a lot of what I've found in these workshops is there's just a lot of, like, affirmation. I am struggling with this thing. My child does this. You feel like you're the only person in the world dealing with it. And then you've got three or four other parents in the workshop who are like, oh, no, here too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, these are really, really great. Remind us again, Kira, what age groupings would these be good for? If you've got a kid who's 14 or 15, are they appropriate for this? Or is this more for toddlers? What's your age group that you're looking at?
So the program is designed mostly for ages 0 through 8, but it can kind of go up to age 12, but that's just, it's specifically kind of more ages 0 to 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's I've found that even I've gone to the workshops when I've had a 3-year-old, and now I've gone to them as I have a 6-year-old, and even those skills and techniques differ. You know, I'm like, I've got different problems from 3 to 6. I've got different ways that I can approach them.
Wait
from till
3 to 6.
Wait
till you have 2 teenage girls.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, I always feel funny even talking about this since I went directly to grandparenting.
Yeah, so, you got to skip all of the developmental.
All I had to learn to do was spoil them. And in fact, my parents never did forgive me for skipping the parenthood part and going directly to grandparenthood. So you've got these specific ones, and then there's another 5-week course that you've got on staying positive, basically. And this is the positive parenting program?
Yes.
Great.
Our 5-week group is just the most intense option, and it's more of a commitment, but I would say it has the best results in that it goes over all the strategies that they have to offer, and it's more so that conversation with other parents on how things are going, what is working well for your family, and kind of tweaking it so it works really well for you guys.
It seems like the things that the classes cover are the things you always hear parents worrying about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you change a kid's behavior? What causes it? Why on earth does my kid carry around this blanket all the time? Or why on earth does the kid do X or Y? Or, you know, how do you actually encourage a child to set goals?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of thing that I think parents really need help with. And it's not because your kid's just maniacal. It's just because the kid's a kid.
Right.
So.
That's a great way
exactly.
of putting it. Yeah. Right. And so.
Yeah.
Those ones you mentioned, Kira, they are a bit more of a time commitment. I think we've got our next kind of grouping of course of the 5-week course is starting on the 16th of February, and it's a 2-hour time period. I forget what day of the week that is. Mondays or Tuesdays, and 6 to 8 p.m. is what we're looking at for those.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, is it Tuesday?
Mm-hmm, Tuesday.
Yeah. So what, you know, what's going to happen over those 2 hours? Is it like a giant group therapy session, or is there a little bit of instructional videos? What are we going to see?
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a video that just kind of explains different strategies to use. And then there's like a conversation piece, like, how do you think this would work in your family? Mm. How would you actually implement this? And the first week is kind of establishing like, how do I build the best relationship possible with my kids?
Mm-hmm.
So that when I get to that managing the misbehavior, they respect me, they understand me, and they are willing to kind of listen to me. So it's some conversation, it's some videos, and a lot of different sharing, because everybody has different parenting styles and what works well for their family.
And so there's the 6 weeks that each cover different things. I love the fact that it comes with a workbook, so you've got mm-hmm. something to fall back on later.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about this mm-hmm. in the class, but, and then you have that to fall back on. You do request an RSVP in order to sign up for this. So the link is available from the library's website, and we can get you signed up for it. It's also available, I would assume, from Sintero's website, correct?
Yes.
Which is
if you go to sintero.org/positiveparenting, You can find like all our upcoming classes and stuff too. And it is free, which is awesome. We're grant funded.
That's amazing.
So that's why it requires a pre-survey. But yeah, everything's free.
And Syntero, by the way, is Syntero. So syntero.org/positiveparenting. So
yeah, and I think we would be remiss if we didn't. I mean, you've got a great partnership with this. It's Syntero. It's Nationwide Children's Hospital. It's the Ohio Children's Trust Fund. It's the United Way of Delaware County through their Strengthening Families services. You know, we're promoting it on our library resources. I've even seen it in my child's school resources, in the school newsletter that comes home. So I really think that, I mean, if you're missing it, then I don't know where you're looking.
Yeah,
we're trying to get everywhere. So hopefully you're seeing it.
Great. And so thank you, Kira, for doing this. Thanks for working with the library on this. We've got a couple of other library things coming up this week we want to make sure we mention. We have another one of our Trivia Showdown podcasts coming up with staff members.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who's on this one?
I know Danielle's on it. I know Molly's on it, but I don't know who else is on it.
Goodness, Danielle, reigning champ.
She kicked my tail.
So you can access
that
those on our podcast.
That woman needs to be on Jeopardy. She really does.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get her on. I don't know. Well, you could coach her.
I could coach her on how to use the buzzer, but I couldn't coach her on the content. So anyway.
In case you want to practice some of your trivia, we do have tomorrow night, Saturday, February 6th. If you're listening to this on the rebroadcast, you can watch it on our YouTube channel. We are having our Saturday night library trivia. This week's theme is going to be fictional couples.
Oh, for Valentine's Day and everything.
Yeah.
Very clever.
So we'll,
yes.
We'll see who might pop up. Maybe it'll be books, TVs, movies.
We've got our homeschool book club coming up again, which is really popular. It gives kids an opportunity to do book report type presentations in front of a group. And that's on Friday at 1 o'clock. It's coordinated out of our Ostrander branch. Harla manages that with a great facility. So thank you for doing that, Harla.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say, you know, if you're listening to this program, on the radio, like a lot of people do, we have an internet basics class, and it's, normally, it would be in person and you would get to come in and we'd really get to hold your hand to learn things about the internet. This one is hosted on the internet. So maybe you can have someone help you get connected to it, help you sign up for it. But that's coming up on Tuesday, February 9th. It's from 6 to 7 o'clock. You do have to register on our website, DelawareLibrary.org. Click the events tab. But it's a really great way to just teach someone in your life who doesn't know how to, you know, search the internet, use email, and navigate to some popular websites. So help spread the word, tell the loved ones in your life, maybe help them get connected to that.
Just have a flash here, too. An email just came across my email that the Columbus Metro Library is reopening next week. Yeah, for limited service. And
yeah.
Yes, this is breaking news. And we will have an announcement about the Delaware County Library next week. So
nice.
I just say that's coming. We are working out all the details now, but we will have an announcement very shortly about your Delaware County District Library as well. So we are not asleep on the job. We are just putting it all together so we can open safely for you.
Wonderful.
So, all right. Well, Kira, again, thank you so much for being our guest today. It's been a real pleasure having you here. And we appreciate the partnership to help parents improve their skills and without judgment.
That's right.
So I also want to make sure we thank the Friends
of the
Library for our ongoing sponsorship of this show. Nicole, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Gage, such great work behind the board. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And this is George Needham, and we will see you in the parking lot for a little longer.